First set of witnesses. What's the case according to the Biyuda? Which means, what happened to the first set of witnesses? What was the case? Now, there's two answers. The first answer is, they were executed already. Otherwise, the court would not execute them, since now the credibility of the discrediting witnesses is questioned. Meaning it looked like it was a conspiracy, because the two witnesses that kept saying everybody's an Ed Zomim, the same two, it looks like they could be the conspirators. So we would not execute even the first set if we didn't do it already. Thing is, you don't know another set's coming in yet. So the court might have killed the first two. So if it happened already, that's what it means in the Mishnah, that we execute the first set only. Meaning if it happened, so we let it be that only the first set will be executed and we don't execute any more. That's what it means. But if we can help it and stop it, because we now know better because more groups are coming in, then we won't do it. That's one answer. The second answer is the court does execute the first set because it said you should execute the first set only. But it says the first set only when they are the only ones and there's no one else. Now it says the wording of the Mishnah does not fit well with this opinion because it did say only them. So it means if they're the only ones, meaning and not the others. So it looks like they're not the only ones that are there. So it's hard to fit that in, but that's how that opinion goes. And the connection here is, again, it's the explanation of the current Mishnah. And now we'll see the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Istatit Hizo. This was the conspiracy. This is taken from the line in the Mishnah. Now, it did say istasit with the samach in the Mishnah. Here it says istatit, two tets. So it's the same word, but it did say it differently, which means conspirators. And the Gemara asks, e istatitizo, if it's really that they're found, that we're suspecting them to be conspirators, the second group, so afilu katrishona namela, also the first group, we should also not, meaning don't kill the first group either, if we're now worried that maybe the second group is lying. Amar bi abhu, shekademu veharagu. We're talking a case where it happened already. It was already happened that they killed them. Again, nobody knew anything's wrong until the third set came around. So they killed the first set. Maybe later they realized maybe they shouldn't have. But they already were killed. So that's what it means in the Mishnah when it says we killed the first group only. It means we allow that only the first group that was killed to be killed only. And we don't go kill anymore. Now, not everyone accepts that as how the line is to be read. It really says we killed the first group. And the truth, we know we killed the first group because that's what you do. And that's why the Gemara is asking now, Mai dahava hava. Masha haya haya, whatever was. Meaning you don't need to make a halacha saying we killed the first group. Meaning if it happened already and it might have been a mistake, why mention it in the Mishnah to say and kill the first group? Just leave that part out. So it doesn't make sense to say that. So Ella Amar Rava, Rava has another way of explaining then the Mishnah. And Rabbi Yehuda. Hachikamar, this is what he means to say. Im eina ela kat achat, if there's only one group, then nehereget, then they're going to be executed. I ikat tefe, im yesh yoter, if there's more than one group, like we know more groups that's going to come along, even up to 100, then en neheragin, then they're not to be executed. Now the Gemara says, ha, but however, Bilvad, in quotes, it says only, Ka'amar, it says. Because it says you kill only the first group. Which means it looks like there's more groups. You can't just say there's only one group. If there's one group, we kill them. It's a regular Edim Zomimin case. It's when more groups come that we don't execute them. But the line said you only execute the first one only to show that even when there's more people, you only execute the first one. So that's why it says kashya, it is a problem. That answer doesn't seem to work well either. And that's why we go back to what we said originally, when Rabbi Yudah said, we kill the first group only, we can mean it to mean that we only allow the first group to be killed, and no more. And some might want to say that according to Rava, when it said only, it meant to say again, when there's only one group, that's when you'll kill them. That's how the word only will be used, as opposed to saying, we only kill the first group. See, that implies there's more. But if you say it the other way, we execute when there's only one group, that's how the word only and bilvad may be used. And of course, this is the way each side sees it.